here's the thing about spiritual warfare. I mean, like, and let's face it, hypnotism really is part of spiritual warfare because it opens your senses up to the spiritual realm.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you more susceptible. I would never recommend a Christian be involved with hypnotism.
I didn't know.
Yeah. And, you know, for those who have, you know, I would say, you know, just double check and make sure that there are no lingering,
yes.
I guess, effects.
Like
so to
open
speak.
Open doorways, if you shall.
You know, I would speak to your individual pastors about it. You know, just say, hey, look, I've experienced in the past. Is there something I need to be worried about?
Mm.
You know, just double check. Now, as for whether or not people can be hypnotized and do all sorts of weird things like we see on TV and we think, oh, it's funny, they're walking around like a chicken. You know, it can happen because people let down their guard. If people can be led astray by alcohol, if people can be led astray by drugs, they can be led astray by the supernatural for sure.